Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. I'm right back to the front lines of history in the making. I also want to announce the publication of an exciting new novel that I wrote, Matthew Flynn. The name of the novel is Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. It was just released by Speaking Volumes Publisher. It's available wherever books are sold. And the plot is that ISIS plans a 9/11 style attack on the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol, during the State of the Union speech. And they make a serious mistake. They decide to embed their assassins in Milwaukee and a few of them in Madison before they bring him to Washington. And that is a fatal mistake for them. You'll enjoy it. I had a lot of fun writing it. You'll have a lot of fun reading it. Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by me, Matt Flynn, just released by Speaking Volumes Publishing. I want to go to Ukraine. This is a very, very serious time in world history, in our foreign policy, and certainly in the history of Eastern Europe. I'm going to give you some of the updates, and then I'm going to give you my take on what Putin is after. And it's disturbing what he thinks he can get away with. He's not going to get away with it. The question is how to get him off the limb. Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine yesterday shelled a kindergarten. The little ones were there hiding. Destroyed the building. It wounded two teachers. Fortunately, it didn't kill anybody. It didn't kill any of the kids. But think about when you went to kindergarten. I enjoyed kindergarten. You would not have wanted the kindergarten being in shelled and you hiding in the basement. The Russians now are arguing that the Ukrainian military has committed crimes. They've said that there are unmarked graves in eastern Ukraine. Any unmarked graves that are there were people killed by the Russians. Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, and Joe Biden have pointed out that our intelligence shows that the Russians are looking to launch a what's called a false flag operation to retaliate, quote, retaliate, end quote, and to go into Ukraine in retaliation. This happened in Poland. This happened in Poland in the late 1930s with Hitler. Hitler falsely said that Poland had attacked Germany. And they talked about there was some local area, some station that was attacked. It was a false flag operation. The Germans did it. The Nazis did it. So in retaliation, quote, end quote, they invaded Poland. Well, the false flags the Russians are thinking of are several of them. Here's one. Bombing somewhere in Russia. Putin did this to get into power. When Yeltsin was retiring, Putin had some people blow up apartment buildings, killed 300 people in Moscow. Putin did it. Then he said it was Chechenian rebels and you needed a strong president to shut him down. And everybody said, oh, absolutely. There was a Russian guy that wrote a book outlining in detail how Putin did it and why he did it. And he was given refuge in London. And one day he was poisoned with polonium and died. Putin poisoned him in London. for writing the book. The other possible false flag is a drone, an unmarked drone, that would fly from Ukraine into Russia and kill a few people. Putin doesn't care if he kills his own people. And this drone would, they'd say, oh, that was Ukraine that did it, when in fact it was Russia that did it to itself. The other one is a possible chemical warfare scam, where some people in Russia will be killed by chemicals, claim Ukraine did it, and the Russians will kill them themselves. Right now, the CIA estimates that Russia has 50% of its combat troops on the Ukrainian border. That would really be like the United States putting 50% of our combat troops on the Mexican border or the Canadian border. Are you kidding me? And he has just announced that he is going to launch a fairly widespread nuclear drill to flex his muscles and show that he has nuclear weapons. And he has said that he's going to, this is in Belarus, throughout Russian-controlled territory, they are going to launch missiles. Presumably, they won't have nuclear weapons on it. They're not stupid. We have the most advanced submarine fleet in the world sitting in the bottom of the ocean with real nuclear missiles. And if they tried to do that against any of us, Moscow and St. Petersburg would disappear. The problem is we don't want any of this. I've been to Moscow and St. Petersburg, they're nice cities. Who wants a nuclear war? Why is this guy doing this? Why is this guy doing this? He is demanding two things. First, that the U.S. and NATO promise in blood that Ukraine will never join NATO, which we're not going to do. They're not going to join anytime soon because it has to be unanimous. I don't know if you knew that, but no one can join NATO unless there's no majority rule. Every NATO country has to agree. And Germany and France have already said that at this juncture, they're not agreed to have Ukraine come in. They don't want to rock the boat. But the second thing he wants is the withdrawal of the United States and NATO military forces from Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania, anywhere in Eastern Europe. He wants to roll back to pre-Yeltsin, pre-Gorbachev levels and reinstate the Cold War. They just expelled our number two official in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, a guy named Bart Gorman, who's very experienced and a good diplomat. And they just said, you got to get out of here, even though he has a visa and it's good for 3 more years. They put 45,000 soldiers in Belarus, and Belarus borders Poland. On the Belarus border, you may remember, they tried to invite thousands of African and Middle Eastern Muslim refugees, people who wanted to get out of their home countries, were going to dump them into Poland and the EU, and Poland wouldn't take them. And Belarus eventually, I think, had to absorb them. But the Belarus-Polish border, with Belarus being just a client state of Russia, is a dangerous flashpoint. And they have 45,000 soldiers in Belarus, right on the border. They have more than 150,000 on the Ukrainian border, 50% of their entire combat troops. Now, we are not going, Poland's in NATO. So is Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and Romania. We're not withdrawing from them, and we will defend them. Now, what do we do about this? First of all, and this is absolutely shameful, I've told you that the Senate Republicans will do things to injure the United States if they think they can diminish Biden. But I never thought they would do this. There was a proposal in the Senate, bipartisan, to a resolution, non-binding, to say that we stand with Ukraine, that we will impose very harsh penalties against Russia if it invades Ukraine, and standing up for the integrity of Ukraine as a nation. Rand Paul said that he would block it. One guy with the complicit with other Republicans. Right in the middle of the one of most dangerous foreign policy standoffs in our history because there are nuclear weapons on both sides. Rand Paul is a contemptible individual, and the people in the Republican Party in the Senate are traitors to the United States. They finally, at the midnight hour last night, because they're going on recess soon, and some of them are flying to Munich this afternoon for some security conference, finally they were convinced to let the resolution go through, a little watered down, some language. And so there is a bipartisan measure. It was a non-binding resolution that just came out last night, standing up for Ukraine. But the signal was given to Putin. He has allies in the U.S. Senate and their Republican senators. Not all of them. Not all of them. Risch of Idaho is not. Thune of South Dakota is not. But there are some. And Rand Paul is at the top of the list. Rand Paul is at the top of the list. Here's my take on it. Putin is desperate. His country is failing. History has passed it by. None of these Eastern European countries want to go back to authoritarianism or communism. Russia has nothing to offer him. He's desperate. He does not want mobs dragging him down in Russia the way they have in other countries. And this is his way of flexing muscles. It's very sad. We'll talk about it some more. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.